So we drives right along, and we was heading out there for Michigan, and here I'd saved these dimes. When I wasn't going with no girls, why people keep saying, "Well, Albion, ain't you ever going to get married?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going to get married." They said, "When?" Well, I said, "When I get up, save up my $2,000 worth of dimes, I'm going to get married." And so everybody would give me dimes for Christmas and dimes for my birthday, and every now and then somebody.
Send them in the mail.
And every time I got change of a dime, I'd put it in the old piggy bank. I didn't ever get no $2,000, but I got $35 worth of dimes. And this here Harold Ginrich, you know, that had this 1928 Chevrolet truck, he sold Conoco gasoline, and he had a book here with stamps in it, and each one of them stamps would buy you a whole bunch of gasoline. So when I was going to, I bought a whole book of them things, and I was going to go clear around. I was going plumb to Canada on them, the Conoco stamps. You know, we got across the Mississippi River, and people said, "What's Conoco?" We don't want none of them things. We won't give you no gasoline for that. And I says, "Okay, I'll just get my little old packet of dimes right off behind the seat here, and we'll pay you off." We'd count out, you know, that car'd hold 20 gallons of gasoline. And, you know, we'd count out them dimes. Of course, gasoline didn't cost all that much. But we'd count out them dimes till we got done. You know, they kind of look at us, "You been robbing some slot machines or something like that?" But we didn't. We just had them dimes, I say. And you know, they took us plumb to Michigan. And you know, when we got to Michigan, boy, was it hot. They didn't have no fans either.